It's a Saturday afternoon, and Lucia Cueva is making a spicy sauce in her blender. Cueva immigrated to Argentina from Peru more than 20 years ago. One by one, three of her daughters followed her, creating their own lives in and around the capital of Buenos Aires. Yet after 15 years in Argentina, Lucia's middle daughter, Vanessa, a single parent of three, was deported, along with her infant son, in early February. Vanessa's six-year-old son, Matias, speaks with his aunt, who's asking if he's done his homework. Matias and his older sister are both Argentine citizens. When the police came to pick up their mother, the two stayed behind with their aunt.
He's changed a lot. He's not the same child he was before.
That's Veronice Cueva, Vanessa's younger sister and one of Matias's two aunts living near Buenos Aires.
This isn't the same Matu who behaved, who listened to his aunts and uncles. He used to enjoy playing. Now he gets bored. He says he gets bored. Or sometimes he fights with his cousins.
Veronice says that Matias wets his bed now and refuses to sleep alone. She says he's also having trouble in school. Veronice has also been affected by her sister's deportation. Vanessa was deported because she has a criminal record. She was convicted of selling drugs and served 2 years in prison and then 2 years under house arrest. When immigration officers detained her, the case made the television news. Veronice lost her job caring for an elderly woman because the family saw the coverage. Vanessa's family and supporters argued that she had served her time and gotten her life on track. When she finished her sentence, Vanessa enrolled in nursing school.
Recibe la distinción de mérito al esfuerzo por la carrera.
Here, she's receiving her nursing diploma with honors, a few months prior to her deportation. Argentina's immigration agency wasn't available for an interview about deportations involving other parents of Argentine children who are minors, nor did the agency provide data on the number of these cases. Clarín, one of Argentina's main newspapers, reported at the start of the year that the government had drafted a list of approximately 1,000 people slated for deportation. That's roughly three times the total number deported in 2016 and double the figure for 2017.
We have seen in the last years a huge retrocession in terms of migrants' rights in the country.
That's Mariana Fontoura Marquez, the Director of International Justice and Policy for Amnesty International Argentina. She says that Executive Order 70, which President Mauricio Macri issued in 2017, has played a central part in this rollback of rights. The order denies entry to Argentina to anyone with a criminal record. At the same time, it also reduces the amount of time immigrants have to prepare a defense against deportation from 30 days to 3.
So Vanessa Gomez Cueva's case is a case that shows how far in terms of violation of human rights, these setbacks that we are seeing in the migration law in Argentina can go.
Nosotros este año, por ejemplo, hemos tenido.
This year, for example, we have had 5 cases of detention and deportation.
Con expulsiones ejecutadas.
This is Hernán Gustavo de Llano, co-director of the Migrant Commission at the Public Defender's Office in Buenos Aires. The Migrant Commission provides free legal support to immigrants facing deportation proceedings.
De esos cinco casos que era
the 5 cases from this year were all men. 4 of them had children who were minors, in some cases Argentinians.
En algunos casos argentinos.
De Llano says his office only has data for the city of Buenos Aires and doesn't have access to national data on deportations. For Villanueva, Vanessa's attorney, her deportation fits into a larger political picture as Argentines prepare for a presidential election later this year. The president's center-right party is facing a tough battle amid a financial crisis. Last year, Argentina turned to the International Monetary Fund for an emergency loan to help cope with the country's rampant inflation and currency devaluation. Roughly one-third of the country is living below the poverty line. And even though Argentina has one of the lowest crime rates in the region, getting tough on crime might attract voters concerned with this issue.
Así que no hay una relación real.
There is no real relationship between migrants and crime.
Migrantes y delito.
This is Juan Villanueva, Vanessa's attorney.
Pero es un discurso que resulta permeable.
But this is a discourse that connects with a certain part of the population, especially as I understand it, the current government's electorate. And I imagine that the government is trying to use this as a campaign or politicking, also because of a lack of results or bad results in other areas.
The National Directorate on Migration told DW that more than 150 people had been deported during the first 3 months of 2019. Vanessa's family has been in touch with a number of organizations, trying to find support to bring her back to Argentina and reunite her with her children. For DW, I'm Zoe Sullivan in Buenos Aires.